Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Ever think those fables and fairy tales from back in the day are just a little bit dusty? Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a new kids and family podcast, Once Upon a Beat. Join host DJ Fuch and his trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, as they deliver remixes of fables and folk tales, rhythm and rhymes, and fun spins on classics as old as time. Grab the whole family and get ready to groove, because they're putting the rap in Rapunzel and getting down with that funky duckling. Where hip-hop and fables meet, it's Once Upon a Beat. Follow Once Upon a Beat on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to all episodes of Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Wondery Kids Plus in Apple Podcast. As many of you may know, I have been on a slow boat moving into my house, and I've been so stressed out about how I'm going to decorate and what is going on in my hallways. Thankfully, Framebridge has come into my life. I can easily order online at framebridge.com or visit a Framebridge retail store. I can't wait to visit one of their locations. I'm going to take in some of my old concert stubs so I can hang it in my office. See why Framebridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit framebridge.com or a local Framebridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything. That's framebridge.com.
The Think Loud Crew podcast, three moms getting real with parenthood, relationships, and our WTF moments of our daily lives. Y'all, I am so excited. We are here in the studio. I'm excited for you to have Ryan back with us so she can be heard loud and clear this time and not all fuzzy. And yeah, we heard y'all in the comments, so here we are doing a retake of Ryan's life and just hearing her gems again. We're excited. Yeah. We have Kyle on the other side.
I'm over here too, y'all. I feel like that last episode was, we get a lot of people who ask like the reality of what it's like to film a podcast. That is the reality aspect sometimes. Like, you put all this work into it and it may or may not pan out how you want it, but I'm excited that we're able to do this episode again today and do it properly, actually in the studio.
Me too.
I'm really, really hot. Cheyenne cannot join us today, but she gives her love and she'll be back really soon. We're actually going to, we have some other episodes planned to do in studio coming up. So
it'll be all three of us, correct? You'll be back in town.
Yeah, I'm flying back to LA a little bit early so that we can record in studio.
What's a little bit earlier, girl?
Right.
To the Bachelorette.
Right. How much earlier are we talking?
How much earlier? What day are you coming home?
On like the 19th, the 18th, the 19th.
What day is that? I don't know, but it's before the 22nd.
It's before the Bachelorette.
Yes. Do you got your outfits, girl?
I'm working on them.
Do you have your outfits?
Absolutely not. We're working on it.
You guys, the only outfits I have right now are I have a snakeskin outfit.
Oh, Lord.
Y'all get on top of that. And I have my black bikini.
I don't know where the top to my black bikini is.
So you might need bottoms. That. You might need a top.
Yeah. So I got to figure that out.
We're not Girls Gone Wild yet.
Is our Fashion Nova order still an option?
Send it to me and I will see.
All right.
Amen.
Yes.
Do some research when I get home.
Ooh. That part.
Okay, cool. So we have a few questions, but Ryan, what I would like to know is after recording like our first episode together, there are times where like I'll record and later I'll be thinking, I'll be like, damn, I wish I talked about this, or oh wait, I wish I brought this subject up. Did you have any of those moments like after you left?
No, I think I pretty much hit everything, like hit all the nails on his head.
Damn. Cool. give us some new gems.
No, that's good. No, because Ryan said great things. Like, she's Ryan really hit really, on some really good topics.
I feel like you hit on, like, especially, I'm just laughing. I'm thinking about the last episode and me literally not being on one lick of that video, but watching you two, and like, you really hit a lot of things that I was like, yes! Because I didn't realize...
We're living through you with your voice notes.
Say it again?
We're living through you and your voice
that
notes.
That part. But I didn't realize you were so young, because you have such... You hold yourself so maturely, and I really love that about you. Like, I really respect that. And just, like, your gems about dating and stuff like that, I'm like, yes, sis. Like, that even for me, like, me in the dating world and being an entrepreneur, like, I don't got time for BS. Like, I don't have time for your bullshit. So, like, when you said I was clapping at home, like, yes!
I mean, that's true, though. Like, working in production, I've realized, like, my time is... I mean, I've always known that my time is money, but, like,
yes.
Now I hold it to a different standard.
Yeah.
So, like, you're not gonna waste my time. And if you get a chance to waste it, that'll be your first and last time. There's no circling back.
Like, we don't
spin the block over here.
Right.
You're one and done.
One and done.
Bye.
If you fuck up, you're done.
You better cherish every last second that I give you, because I could be out making way more money. Like,
that's true. I totally feel that, because I'm the same. Like, I'm out there hustling my ass off, and if I'm over here worrying about you and I'm not getting that dollar, like, what are we doing? Yeah,
that was something that I noticed also. Like, my in terms of dating, my idea of being busy or like working hard is sometimes very different from other people's versions of being busy or working hard.
Yeah.
So it's like being an entrepreneur, we're working 24 hours sometimes. Like, there is no, oh, I clock out and then like I sit on, you know, I'm chilling, or I don't have to answer my phone. It's a constant thing. And it's Ryan sometimes reminds me when I've been in my dating phases, like, I could be making money right now and then I probably wouldn't even care if you existed, because then I'd be busy doing something that I want to do by myself, or figuring out a new craft, or playing with my kids. So it's like,
literally
learning or hearing some of Ryan's perspective is like, I feel like rubbed off in me in my dating life.
And then if you ever get sad, you just go buy yourself a gift.
Amen.
You don't have to be sad no more.
You don't have to be sad no more.
Like, you have to really serve a purpose. You can't just be there, you know? It's not just, oh, I like you, you like me, like, let's figure this out. But it's, you have to kind of come correct, because
I also don't like feeling like I'm a fallback option. Like, I want to be treated like I'm the Beyonce of everybody's life. Like,
okay.
You gotta hold me on a pedestal. Yeah. But like,
I wanna be,
you,
I love that.
Like, I just, like, that's the only way I could think to really explain it, but it's just
you should
like,
be put, should be put on a pedestal. Okay. Hey, I'm the Beyonce in your life.
I'm the main character, background.
I am not your background dancer. Sorry, sir. I am the front shelf. I am here.
Wait, I wonder what guys think when they hear these things. Are they like, so what am I supposed to do? Like, what kind of energy do I come with? Like, do I, is there a place for me in this person's life? You know, if they just, if they are queen bee, how does it work for them? I wonder what guys think.
There's always, people will make time. Like, yes. So if you're constant complaint is, oh, you don't never make time for me. You don't ever make time for me. What are you doing that you think I should make time for you? Like,
right.
If you were just texting each other, we can text anywhere and everywhere. I don't have to deter from what I'm doing to text you. You got to understand that I'm a working woman. So if I don't text you back in 5 seconds or 5 minutes, I'm probably working.
Yeah.
Like,
which you want me to be doing, or right. You should want me to be doing, or if vice versa, like, I don't need my man to text me every 2-5 seconds. Like,
make a plan. Okay. Ask what my schedule is. Right. Like, be like, hey, are you free for lunch on this date at this time? And I'll just be able to tell you, like, no, maybe not that time, but I do have time this weekend. Are you available? And then you just coordinate schedules. But this is stressful.
She said, don't even get me started. She's like, next subject.
Dating is a full-time job. It's a part-time job, I feel.
It is.
It really is. It takes time, energy, resources. Like,
it's actually fun. I'm starting to like dating a little bit. And maybe because I just had my first real date. And it was very
it was local, y'all. She didn't have to fly nowhere.
I had to fly nowhere. I didn't get ghosted. The man took me to, he picked me up, told me to sit my ass at home, because I was like, it was like a super random hit up. He was like, hey, how are you? You know, he first checked in and was like, are you momming right now? Are you with family? Like, he was trying to fill me out.
Mm-hmm. And I'm like, take note, guys.
He was really trying to.
If you want to take a mom out, check in first. Don't you just have assume.
You really have to.
I was like, oh, this is a man.
A grown man.
A grown man. Yes. What? Because he really was that was his energy. He was like, are you like, what's going on? And I'm like, oh, no. He's like, oh, is your son all like, he was really trying to figure it out. I'm like, nah, I'm at home. I'm chilling. I'm actually sitting on the floor drinking wine. Like, I'm chilling. Like, my son's with my parents. I am taking my time. He's like, well, would you want to go out on a car ride or, like, just go out? I'm like, hell, why not? Like,
right, I'm just chilling.
I'm just chilling. Let's go out. Sure. I'm like, so my first thing was like, hey, so where do you live? Thinking, like, maybe I'll drive out to you. Mm-hmm. And he was like, nah, where do you live? Give me your address. I'll come pick you up. I was like, all right, sir. All right. I'll take that. So he for sure pulled up like within like 30. He's like, I'll be there in 30 minutes. He was there in 30 minutes. I took the fastest shower that I ever taken in my life. Because he was like, you don't have to get dressed. I'm like, nah, you don't understand. I've been sitting at home.
I've been sitting on the floor in the shower.
Like, I'm literally sitting on the floor in the shower. Right now. I do not look or smell good right now. I went on my first. It was just a cute. We went to the bar. He found a bar for us in Pasadena. I'm like, okay. And then had two drinks, and he dropped me off and gave me a hug, kiss on the cheek, and called it a day. I was like, I need this fucking energy in my life.
I like you.
That was a date.
I like you a lot.
That was a real date, and I need it again.
That was a date.
But I thought that was kind of cool. I need that type of energy. I can deal with that. I don't know,
I
but
like that.
It was cool. But yeah, back to Ryan. Get off the dating subject, because she was like, hell nah, I'm done with these men.
Well, let's talk about something current. Ryan, didn't you just have like a friend weekend? Weren't you out with your girls?
Oh yeah.
The current Ryan. I love this. Like, I didn't know she was out with the girls.
When was that? That was like for 4th of July.
Fun.
What did we do? I didn't get in the house till 3 a.m.
Girl, you lived your best life. I need that. Tell us about it. What did you do? What do young folks do?
So
what do the young girls do nowadays?
My homegirls, they threw a picnic for 4th of July on the east side at Ernest Park. That was cool. All my homegirls cooked. So we had like turkey burgers and mac and cheese, potato salad.
What did you make?
I brought a bottle.
Oh, what did you bring? What kind of bottle do you bring at parties?
Casamigos Reposado.
Okay. You're the type of friend I need to bring bottles. Thank you.
But
thank you in advance.
These broke whores. I went to the bathroom.
Not these broke whores.
And within 3 minutes, I came back and my whole fifth was gone. And I was like, you know what?
Oh, were they drunk?
Fuck all y'all.
Were they drunk?
It wasn't my friends that drunk it. It was their friends.
You look so disappointed.
I was pissed. I was like, I didn't even really
get any of it?
No, I got some of it. Okay, but it was like,
but you were like,
I wasn't at a point where I was like, you know, fuck that bottle, I don't give a fuck. Like it was like I could take about 3 or 4 more shots.
Yeah.
Like this is some bullshit.
You're like, where's my bottle?
Literally, I can't, like, I kid you not. My fifth, like, you know, fifth is about here. It was maybe like filled up to here. It was barely a swallow left of that bottle.
Not a swallow.
Like barely I couldn't a even swallow. Like, and get like a little piece of nothing. Like it was really sick.
And they said, y'all, she's gone. Drink up.
And then when I came back, everybody tried to go like,
you don't see us.
They're like, oh, Ryan, I think I know who drank your bottle. Like, no, don't try to come to me now talking about you think you know who drank my bottle. If you knew that was my bottle, why'd you let him drink it? We love when a man pays for those drinks and doesn't say anything else. He just pays and keeps it pushing.
We really love
that.
So this after past weekend, I had a girls' night and went out for the first time in a while. And I came with my little purse so I could pay for my stuff. You know, we ended up starting off in one spot. We ended up at another spot. Didn't have to pay for nothing. It was like, thank you, Kyle.
Proud of both of you. We all had free drinks these past weeks.
We love a free drink.
Thank you, man, for paying for our drinks.
We appreciate y'all sometimes.
We had rosé. And then I also had some Casamigos. So y'all know I don't really drink.
No.
I got drunk. So I was like a happy drunk.
The way she...
She got close and whispered.
I told Mezzi I was going to come. I was like, I'll probably be back around like, you know, like 9:30, 10.
Not 9:30, 10.
Nah.
Because we went early, girl. I didn't get home till like 3 in the morning.
Kyle.
But you have fun. That's all that matters.
I had a great time.
I know. I texted her, the day after? I guess I didn't know. I was like, hey. She said, I'm hungover. I said, okay. She's like, I'm not okay.
I was so hurt. I was so hungover. I was like, oh my God, how do people do this? Like, this is why I don't drink, you know? I was like, I do not feel good, but I had so much stuff to do. I had an appointment at the bank. I had phone calls. I had an actual meeting that day, and I was miserable inside. And all I could do, I was miserable. The kids, Mezier was knocked out because he was up with the boys that night. Him and Zaire took the longest nap. Boz is all in my face, like, mom, can we do this? Can we do that? Watch me. And I'm like, bro, I'm dizzy.
Please.
Please. I've got work that I'm doing with my family. So my phone is being blown up. I'm like, and I was miserable. And the whole time, all I wanted to do was make pasta from scratch and this sauce from scratch. So I was cooking for hours. The blender broke on me.
Oh, Lord.
So then I chopped everything, like fine chopped everything by hand. But I made this sauce that was so good. And I made homemade pasta. And Mezier was like, this is good. This is fire. And I was so happy because I was content. And he was like, the sauce was good. So I pushed through my misery on Monday. But Sunday,
hilarious.
Great time. Like,
how do you
like I was on vacation? Great time. Like,
Kyle's like, hey, no, you don't understand. Because you haven't gone out. I haven't even gone out with you like that.
I don't know the last time I've been tipsy. Like,
girl,
outside of the house.
Not even drunk.
I'm just saying, like, you've been tipsy at the house.
when was the last time? Like, I've truly been like.
Why do we both look at each other like, bet we know?
Because I'm thinking like,
I don't know. Nope, you're lying.
I'm asking.
When we, me, you, Zach, and Cheyenne went to freaking Vegas, we were not.
That was one time in May. That was in May.
We were not okay.
We were not okay.
We had a great time. Well, I guess maybe I can just do this like quarterly. I just need like one night every quarter just to like.
I think we all.
3 a.m. was a lot for me. I'm not gonna lie.
Is it normal for you? What, you're 23. Do you feel hurt after you drink or not yet? No, it's yet.
It's terrible because my body clock still wakes me up. I'll wake up before my alarm. Yes. I have like an 8 o'clock alarm every day. Just get your ass up. But I was up the next morning at like 7:30 in the morning up making eggs. Like, you know, I'm kind of hungry. Let me just...
But you weren't hurting. You're just fine.
Nope.
Wait till you get into your 30s.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly. Which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
As many of you may know, I have been on a slow boat moving into my house, and I've been so stressed out about how I'm going to decorate and what is going on in my hallways. Thankfully, Framebridge has come into my life. I can easily order online at framebridge.com or visit a Framebridge retail store and print whatever kind of images I want for my home. Whether it's a travel souvenir, my favorite photos from my travels, or just pictures of my kids, I know it's gonna get done and it's gonna look good. All you have to do is upload a digital photo for them to print and mail your item using their free, secure, prepaid packaging, or visit one of their 20 plus retail stores. Framebridge custom frames your piece in their studio using the highest quality materials and ships it to your door in days for free. I can't wait to visit one of their locations. I'm going to take in some of my old concert stubs so I can hang it in my office. I love to see things that I've done and experienced in life, and they motivate me to work even harder. When you think of Framebridge, just remember it's easy and affordable to custom frame just about anything. It's fair and transparent upfront pricing based simply on the size of your item. There's a curated selection of frame styles with design experts on hand who make it fun to choose the perfect frame. There's fast service, free shipping, and it's great for gifts. Order online or get expert help at a retail location near you. And don't forget, happiness is guaranteed. If you're not 100% happy with your piece, they'll make it right. See why Framebridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit framebridge.com or a local Framebridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything. That's framebridge.com.
What is it fun in Koreatown? I feel like...
I'm pretty sure people... There's people like...
I feel like people have a lot of like cute places in Koreatown.
There are a lot of cute places, but it's like a... It's like the druggie central. They're everywhere. Like, it's like you get all the homeless people that it's too many homeless people in downtown, so they migrate a little up. And then I'm not that far from MacArthur Park, so then all the drug addicts just be
a lot of
just be wandering, man.
I'm not laughing, but I'm just trying to picture Ryan walking sometimes. And Ryan can have this very, like, don't F with me, like, personality, like, leave me alone. So I can see someone approaching her and she just being like, no.
I told you I got into it with that one lady on my corner because she was talking to me about my dog.
What about your dog? Oh, what happened to your dog?
I have a mini schnauzer. His name is Dude. And he gets...
His name is Dude?
Yeah. He's a pandemic puppy, though, so he gets super excited around other dogs. Oh, I'm taking him out for a walk. I
love pandemic puppy.
He's early in the... It was earlier in the day.
I've never heard anyone say that before.
Hear pandemic baby. I'm like, oh, that was your pandemic baby.
We're in the house most of the time. Puppy,
but I'm like, oh, wait. That makes sense.
Dude has a pinch collar. And, I pull it when I need to. It's not like I'm over there just choking him out. But the dog walked by and he's going crazy. So I'm pulling on the collar, like, come on, dude, let's get it together. Calm down. He's still like, fuck that collar. Like, we're wilding out. And, so the person who was walking the dog, they're long gone out of the frame and he's still going crazy. So I was holding him, like, I got down on his level and I was holding his face. And his little paws were, like, on my knees. But I wasn't choking him. He wasn't lifted from the ground. I'm literally holding his face, like, look at me. We're here. Mm-hmm. I need you to calm down. Like, literally like a kid. Like, look. You're doing a lot right now. And you're embarrassing me.
I've seen you do this before.
And I'm like, please, like, just stop. So then I'm doing that. And some lady, she just came from the taco truck. And she's on the phone with somebody. And she's like, hey. Stop choking him. So you already know how I am. I was like, first, I know you're not talking to me. So I turned around. I was like, who are you talking to? She was like, you stop choking him. I said, and if I don't, what are you going to do about it?
I cannot. Ryan.
Yeah. Because she's like, why are you all in my business?
Ryan was not playing.
And she was like, just stop doing that. I was like, what are you going to do if I decide, you know, I'm just really going to abuse my dog? I'm going to choke him out over here, toss him across the street, do it again over there, and do it again. Then what? Well, I'm going to go get him. No. What are you going to do? That was my question to you. What are you going to do? You going to get my dog? You still have to get through me. So what are you going to do? She's like, I'm going to get him. I was like, shut the fuck up talking to me, bro. Stop talking to me. Like, just... I would advise you.
I love your personality.
To walk away from me now. And she just kept going. So she had a horchata in her hand and like a burrito in like a little bag. But I've been to that taco truck. They give out flimsy plates, flimsy cups, like everything's cheap as hell. So I was like, shut the fuck up. Smacked her food out of her hands. Her horchata was all over the ground. Then she tried to like counter. I think I hit her, smacked her stuff out with my left.
You cannot do this to people.
I told her to mind her business, and she was still instigating. Right, this is not the time or the place.
I told her tonight.
This is not the time or the place. You just go about your day. Clearly, you're on your lunch break. I was trying to. She was in the way, so I smacked her, chopped out her hand. She tried to counter with her little burrito. Burrito fell out the sling, flew down the thing. I was like, you know what? Enjoy your lunch. I just kept walking. And she tried to start following me. And then dude ended up pooping. So I just picked it up. I was like, keep following me. You're going to have a face full of poop, bro. Like, I told you, leave me alone. I'm not the one. She was like,
Ryan's out here, like, telling people mind their business and then trolling them at the same time.
I wish I had that type of energy sometimes. I feel like it's in me, but I just don't know how to act on it. Like,
I don't know how to act in my car.
That up, but like at the same time, I'm like, I got kids, I gotta go home.
I need to go pray. Like, I'll be replaying things in my head, like, I wish I could do a sock. Okay, yeah. I'm gonna get into some of these questions because we have some good questions for Ryan from responses from the post we posted. We have, what keeps you motivated? Like within your craft, what keeps you motivated to work? I would say, because we posted about your work.
Oh, yeah. Well, knowing that I'm on the right track and like I'm pretty much destined to make it to where I want to be already. Like, just mm-hmm. putting that in the back of my mind and having that mindset of, oh, no, I'm going to get there regardless. Like, when I'm working, people just see me work. Like, I'll keep my head down, do what I have to do, deal with who I have to deal with. But people come up to me after projects and like, I can't wait to see you in your mom's shoes. Like, I can't wait to see you doing this, that, and the other. And that just kind of keeps me motivated. Like, because I feel like I'm pretty humble about a lot of the stuff that I do. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, like, that's those little words are just like,
right, oh, keeps you like, going. Thanks. Yeah. Thank you for seeing me.
Like, thank you.
It feels good to be seen. Does it ever
It does feel good to be seen because it kind of keeps that motivation going. Like, it lets you know that your hard work isn't just, like, going to complete waste. Yeah.
And I feel like you need those pick-me-ups from people. And I don't think people realize that because you can be busting your ass. Like you said, you just keep your head down and work. And to hear that from somebody and saying, like, oh, I can see you, like, see your future.
Right.
Like, you're like, okay.
Thanks.
You bet. I'm going to work even harder now.
Or, like, sometimes people don't even come up to me, but because I don't announce that I'm my mom's kid when I go on a set. So they'll go up to my mom, like, you know, you have a really good production coordinator. Then she'll come up. She'll just be like a happy mom.
Aww, and
then
I love that.
Like, no, that's my daughter. And then it starts clicking in people's heads. And then she'll come up to me after the project like, yeah, you know, I'm really proud of you. Like, people are saying that really good things to me. And they didn't even know that you're my kid. And I was like, oh, you know how we roll. So.
Right. I love that. Cool. Do you like working with your mom? Like, how is that? What were you going to say, Kyle? Sorry.
That was going to be my question. How, because I work with my parents, like, how is it working with your mom?
It's cool. It's stressful at times, though, because, like, I've seen my mom fire family. She doesn't. She's not scared. Play. She don't know. She's like, if you're not doing what you got to do, like, bye. You better find somebody else to go play with. But it's inspiring at the same time because, like, my mom didn't always work in production. She started in music with Priority Records. So a lot of people that I see now that I'm an adult, they're like, oh, my God, like, this the little baby that was running around in the office. But I watched my mom struggle. Well, not, like, necessarily struggle, but I watched her work for everything that she had. Like, I remember when my mom was associate producing and assistant producing and just jobs that are – technically kind of minor to executive producing. So I tell her all the time, I'm like, I'm really proud of you. And then now to see all of her accolades and all the trophies and awards that she's given, and people are giving her flowers, like, it's like we sit there and cry about it, like, I'm just so proud of you, mom. Like, I watched you, and I was like, and it's a different appreciation from people that are just like, damn, she's just doing it.
Yeah.
Like,
do you and your mom have a good relationship? Oh, yeah.
Her eyes
are getting watery.
It's getting better. Like, as we get older.
Sorry, I have to make her cry.
It's better as I've gotten older. Like, me and my mom used to really, like, just go head to head, but it was like a I just feel like we can't live together. Like, we have to love each other from afar. We butt heads too much. I don't know if it's like we're too alike in certain aspects or what, but
you can't live
now
with her.
Now it's cool, though. Like, now that she sees me, I'm out doing my own stuff. Like, I have my own apartment. I take care of all my own bills. Like, I have my dog. I take care of my dog. Like, it's a different
relationship.
And it's more of a more mature relationship, but it's what we needed. It took us a minute to get here.
Do you think that...
I'm really happy to hear you say this. Like
how was there?
I've been there with her. Like, and it's, I'm proud of you for, like, sticking to what you needed to do for yourself so that you could be in the position for your mom to see you for who you are and for you to be able to take the relationship in the way that you need to and grow from it. Because it's hard. I think we need to do an episode where we can talk about, you know, just the mother-daughter relationships, especially, like, for me. I have my relationship with my mom, but there's times where it gives me the strength I need, but it's also enabled me in times or hindered me in times. So I've had to learn how to separate myself at times so that I can figure things out for myself. so that I can get the, you know, the credit or the acknowledgement or the love or the help or the respect that I need to feel good about myself as a woman and as a child, you know, as a daughter. That's something that you want. And then we've got these parents, all three of us have these parents who are in these positions where they've worked very hard to get there. And they've put in a lot of like blood, sweat, and tears to provide the opportunities that we've had. So it's like, you know, our parents set the bars.
Yeah, I got some big shoes to fill.
It's a lot of stress and pressure on us, but it's like, you know, when you make that decision to show up and play ball, like,
you gotta play. You can't just be there.
No, it's, you gotta really play the game, and it's, I see you playing the game, and you are, I'm proud of you. Like,
I'm proud of you too. Because mother and daughter relationships are not easy. They're the hardest things. Like Kyle knows, but me and my mom butt heads. From me, I feel like sometimes we just butt heads from me just breathing when I'm over, you know? So it's one of those things that I'm working on still with her, and she's working on with me. And just to get, and it's a respect thing. And it's a, I want you to see me. Because a big reason why I moved out, because I can't live with my mom. I, like, my parents live together, but I can't be in the same household as my mom either.
It just doesn't work.
It does not work for us. Me just breathing or speaking or saying something about Parker or whatever, it's a fight, and it's not a nice fight. And so that's one of the biggest reasons why I moved out, to show my parents and my mom I'm independent. I pay all my fucking bills. I raise my kid. I take him to school. I do all this shit. And, like see me for who I am. See me for the things that you yell that I'm not, you know? Because my mom has put me, yelled at me. And I feel like a lot of the relationship, too, is the growth of your parent. Because some parents need to evolve with you, and some parents don't evolve with you.
Yeah.
So I think from moving out and showing your independence and showing you that you're this beautiful woman, it's like, evolve with me. Like, look it. I'm evolving.
Let's grow together.
Let's grow together. Like, don't stay where you... Yeah, like, don't see me where I used to be. Like, come with me. Like, I'm a grown-ass woman. Like, I'm doing the things that I want you to be proud of. So for that, like, for your mom to come to you after work and say that she's proud of you, that's beautiful to me. Because, like, that's all you want to hear from your parents, no matter how old you are. You want your parents' approval and acceptance to say, hey, I see you. Keep doing what you're doing. Like, and I love you for that. Like, I think that's really cool that you get to experience that at work. And like you said in the last episode, from the newcomers, last episode, she was saying that she's told her mom to not bring their relationship in. Remember?
I told her, like, I don't, like, yes, I understand in the production world, I am a child of nepotism. Yeah. But I don't want that to be all that people see when I come into a set. Like, I just want you to see my work ethic, because I worked for the position that I'm in right now.
Not just because my mom's giving me a job. You earned the job.
And I really only got this job because she saw me taking other production jobs, but
I love it. She's like, hold up. Come here.
She's like, oh, they like you? No. Not too much. Not too much. Like,
I like that.
But I also appreciate, like, I think that my relationship with R's mom has also played a big part in the growth of my relationship with my mom, because she saw me getting the nurturing and the, oh, come on, like, let's talk about it. Let's do this, that, and the other. And
so,
like,
girl.
And she was like,
you have no idea. Wait, same a minute. Here.
What do you mean you're talking to her about stuff that you feel like you can't talk to me about? Like, because it's no judgment. Like, she just takes it for what it is.
Yeah.
And then she's like, all right, so maybe let's not do that anymore. And maybe we can move and we can try to pivot a little bit, and maybe we could do that over here. But
that's real.
And it's hard. That is a hard thing to, like, that's a hard thing to take in. Like, I appreciate your mom, Ryan, because she's never necessarily been like, y'all don't know what she's like, you know, like, stop talking to my daughter, like, yeah. Leave her, stop saying these things, you know? She's respected our relationship and the growth of our relationship. Just like if I were to ever see her, it's all love, you right. know? There's no, there would never be any, like, hesitation or
animosity or anything.
No, I'm thankful for her. So it's I think it's mature of you also to have that relationship or have that conversation with her, with your mom as well as my mom, and knowing that you are balancing the two or you are taking input from the two. Look, like, Messi, I just walked in. I just got this. Right.
I was like, look at that big old smile.
She was smiling so big, you guys.
Big old cheese.
Aww, the effect of Meg.
She likes him.
She likes him. Everyone.
Y'all want to hear something? This is the first time Messier and I have been in the same room with no kids. Messier, how long has it been?
Oh.
Both of the kids
should
are
we, should we end this right Nona. Now? So you guys does that mean we need to turn off the mics? Are we...
excuse me, this is our work time.
Right, this is our money time. Mez can't go in the other room.
Money.
Amen. I like that. Mez can go in the other room. Too funny. It was just that cheese. I was like, what are you like, smiling at? No, Russian. You're not smiling at us.
Right. Whoa. Whoa. It was a good topic. Right.
Like, I know we had a good conversation, but damn.
Stop it.
Ever think those fables and fairy tales from back in the day are just a little bit dusty? Wandery and Tinkercast are bringing you a new kids and family podcast, Once Upon a Beat. Join host DJ Fuch and his trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, as they deliver remixes of fables and folk tales, rhythm and rhymes, and fun spins on classics as old as time. Grab the whole family and get ready to groove, because they're putting the rap in Rapunzel and getting down with that funky duckling. Where hip-hop and fables meet, it's Once Upon a Beat. Follow Once Upon a Beat on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to all episodes of Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Wondery Kids Plus in Apple Podcast.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. Ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members of FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, Ryan, another question we have. Where do you see yourself in 5 years? Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
In 5 years.
Wait, hold on. Before you do this, we did this one time. It was Cheyenne, me and Shannon. And Shannon was like, Cheyenne was like, I want the biggest house on the block. All these things. And Shannon was like, I'll take this. And Cheyenne was like, Shannon, I'm going to need you to stop. And I'm going to need you to think real big right now. So, Ryan, this is where you put all your
manifestation.
How old will you be in 5 years?
I will be 28, and then I'll be turning 29 that year, though.
Okay. So where are we at in that time frame? We're thinking big.
Yeah, in 5 years.
She said yeah.
In 5 years, I plan on being on track to buy my own like piece of property. I'm just not entirely sure if I want to buy a house or buy land and build my house. I just don't know where in LA I would buy the land. So I'm just still brainstorming that. But
you want to stay in LA?
Yeah, home. Like, and like my mom has a house in Atlanta. I know, like, if I ever needed to move to Atlanta, I could, but I'd just still be living in her shit. So I just want my own stuff. Like, I don't want to, if I'm paying anybody's mortgage, it should be my own at the end of the day. I do want to have kids before 30. So by the grace of God, I'll find a man worth having his children.
Amen.
And I don't want to be a baby mama. Like, I want to be married. Like, it's not the life for me.
Yes, no. Put that out there.
And
girl.
Ryan's, and then, like, super auntie, so you're going to be great mom. She's going to be
the best mom.
Yeah, she's really good with the kids. All the kids
love her.
Then my little niggas. Like,
between his dad and Ryan, that's where he learns all his cool stuff.
Yeah, I'll be putting him on all type of music. It's my dog.
Yeah.
Career-wise, though, I think I might want to move into the directing field. Working with Stan Lathan, it's opened up a new eye in the form of, like, directing. So I think I might want to take a dive into directing and see where that takes me.
Nice. Another question on the thing, would you ever be in front of the camera? Would that ever be, is that in your future or no?
I don't plan on it.
You like being behind the scenes?
Behind the scenes is more fun. It's already stressful.
It is fun.
I don't like being in front of the camera either.
Like, being behind the camera is already stressful enough in itself, but being in front of the camera is just like an extra 10 pounds of stress added, because if you don't do something the right way, then everybody starts getting mad at you. And then
it's no matter how hard you're
trying, I don't need that extra stress. I just rather stress about, damn, are we within our budget?
Right.
Or like, can we afford to do that? I don't want to have a stress of, I didn't do it right and they hate me and I won't get another job. Like, nah, I'm good.
Okay.
If they pay in the right money, I might try it, but.
You might have, but hey, guys.
Like, what did you say? It's three lines? I think I can do that.
I love
but,
it.
Yeah, don't really plan on it. 5 years
sounds so I like property.
That. I think I can do that.
So in 5 years, you're going to have property in LA somewhere. Where's ideal in LA? Like, where's your ideal place in LA?
My ideal place in LA would honestly be in View Park, because it's just so central to everything.
So
and
beautiful.
That's my old stomping grounds already. But I would need two people with back-to-back properties to be selling at the same time. Because I want to break them down and then build myself like a compound in the middle of the View Park.
I love it. She said, I want to build a compound. I love it.
Yeah,
that's real though.
But it'll look regular in the front. Like,
no, that's why I keep chuckling in my head. I'm just visualizing it. Like, yep, there we go.
Yep, it'll look regular in the front.
Buy back the block.
Yeah, that part too.
Buy back.
They put speed bumps in front of mom's house.
I know, but to be honest, we need those speed bumps in front of the house.
But they're the terrible ones.
Which ones are they?
The three piece.
I hate
those. Do they just put them?
Me too. No.
Yeah, they're fairly recent.
I don't feel like they really work. I just drive right over it in the middle one if there's no car.
like
I grew the Bad where I lived seat. In Altadena, they were the same speed bumps.
Oh, I hate
and,
speed bumps.
They're so
they make me sad.
Annoying.
Like, but I mean, we need I understand safety first for the kids.
Too much. And there's a lot of kids on that block, so appreciate them from a kid's safety standpoint. And people needed to slow down, period. Where are you rushing to right now?
That's I'm a that shortcut. Person. I can't talk.
Well, you ain't going to get home if you keep driving like this.
I mean, if I get home, just, you know, without a bumper.
Look at her. She's so mad. Girls. Kyle put those speed bumps there.
She's like, I was at the town hall meeting.
I was there.
I got all 50
She's
signatures.
She's like, you're mad, Ryan? I did that.
Three of them were mine.
You know I'll be signing petitions. No.
Oh, Lord.
Do you sign petitions?
Nah.
Do you sign what kind
like
of
younger people sign petitions? Come on.
I mean,
we need you guys.
It depends on what the petition is for. If it's like, if I'm half the time, if I see anybody like, oh, will you sign my petition? It's like, I'm up here in Burbank. What the hell am I signing Burbank petitions for? No. I don't even know what you're talking about. It's not my city.
I don't even know what's going on.
Like, in LA, they just kind of get a little sneaky with it. Like, you weren't at the meeting? What fucking meeting? Yeah. We had a meeting with the city last week on Monday at 3 p.m. and we invited the whole town. Y'all sent out 3 flyers to the people y'all wanted to come. But all right.
It's too funny.
Bet that up.
This is a good question. It was a question within a question. What do you enjoy? I guess, like, what are the things that make you happy other than working? Do you have any? Yeah.
I like to sit at home and binge watch.
What are you binge watching right now?
My Hero Academia. It's an anime.
I love it. So you like anime?
I do.
Are you? I didn't know this. I'm learning something new, you guys.
And I'm like low key a gamer. Like me and my homegirls, we get on Call of Duty. We be shooting shit up.
Me and Kyle are like, okay. I was kidding. Do you watch P-Valley?
Yeah.
Yes. Kyle, have you? Last time.
I have been watching. I finished season 1.
Cheyenne put us. Gave me and Kyle some homework. And we were, because she wanted to talk about P-Valley. So I freaking binge watched P-Valley the first season and then started the second and was like, I was ready to binge watch a second.
You didn't realize it was over. It just came on.
Oh, yeah. I was like, wait.
I was like, hold.
It's only 5 episodes out?
Six.
Oh, what day does it come out?
Sundays.
Okay.
Girl, Did you watch this last?
Full classes. Oh, I'm like, okay. Do I let this be my lifelong workout? Like,
so you haven't watched the most recent episode?
Like 5 episodes?
I didn't know there was a 6th one. I've only seen 5.
Okay. Well, so this one actually made me cry.
It was sad.
It was really sad. I kind of teared up.
It was what so happened? Much going on.
It was a lot going on. There's this, I feel like it's getting really deep, P-Valley.
I
went off of you binge watching at home, but you enjoy doing, so.
But no, yeah, I watch P-Valley too. I'm not gonna lie, like, I think it was like episode 3 or 4.
Of the second season?
Yeah, it was a lot. But I was like, you know,
wait.
I signed up for this, so.
Wait, was it the episode where...
Little Murder and Big T. Yeah.
I'm not... You guys, I'm not laughing. It was just really intense. I think I watched that with Shy and Zach. Zach walked away, and me and Cheyenne were sitting there like, wow.
You know what's crazy?
Huh?
I'm gonna punch Cheyenne because...
Why?
She said, let's watch it. I said, okay, cool. And then I came over, and I was like, come on, let's watch it. I already watched it. What? You said we're going to watch it together. I purposely didn't watch the episodes because you said we're going to watch them together. And then she goes, it was just, you just have to watch it by yourself. I just had to watch it by myself.
That's what Cheyenne does. Sorry. That to me.
Sorry,
I would
Shy,
literally be like, okay, let's watch it. And she'll be like, Pinterest. You're taking too long.
Go. Like, you should go over there and jump on it. You lied to me. Does this hurt? Just kidding.
Say, don't be projecting violence on my sister when she's not here.
I'm just kidding.
I'm gonna text her like, I'm gonna pinch you when I see you.
But yeah, that episode
that
was
such
very
a thing to do too.
I guess I was like, all right, cool, whatever, bro. But then I went and watched it, and I was like,
oh yeah,
I wouldn't have wanted to watch this with you anyway. It's like
very, it's awkward.
I love you, but
it was awkward.
I was sitting there like, oh my god, this is like, they're really doing this.
Should I close my eyes?
Was this the scene where they're in the car?
No.
You saw that?
Not the car.
Where he was like, I want to show you the stars.
No.
It was the twinkle lights in the car.
No.
No.
It was when
they were in a room.
They were in a room, and what's his name?
Big Teak.
Big T was telling Little Murder. Sorry, you guys. Don't laugh at me.
Anyways.
Oh, I know the last thing I saw.
He was holding his face and telling him how amazing he is. And
how proud of him he is.
How proud of he is. You didn't see that? And then he started kissing him on the neck.
I've seen a lot in that show.
I had the nerve to be mad that he was sending postcards to Clifford.
Sorry, I don't know why I'm laughing. You guys, it was the such...
Hey,
it
who was... is Big T?
The light-skinned dude that just came home from jail.
Oh, we're him and Murda.
What episode are you on?
Okay, Kyle, you're lying. You're on episode 5.
You're on like episode 3.
She's on episode 1.
No, the last thing I saw is homeboy, the guy who was like the manager or the agent died.
So then you should
look at her smile.
Yeah, Rome deserved every minute of that sniff.
I didn't like that. There were so
every
many like.
Minute. I was like, keep going. Yep.
Uh-huh. Want to do another one?
Right. What's it called? Trigger warning moments in these shows. I'm just
They warn you before
they
you
warn
watch,
you.
Which is very nice of them.
Do I need to go back to episode 3?
Yeah,
I think it's. I want to say it might be 4,
it, Kyle.
Because if you saw that, you should have seen that.
Because that's
like took the thing out the wrapper, like went down and put it on. It was real. It was very sexual.
It was very.
It was a lot.
It was very graphic.
But I follow this girl on TikTok.
Uh huh.
And she like breaks down P Valley episodes, like
interesting.
And like, ooh, what do you think is gonna happen next? What's her
album? My question is with those. My forever question with those type of like episodes, are both of them gay?
No, they're both straight men with families.
Really?
Yeah.
That blows, my mind is blown. That emoji with the mind blown, that's me right now. Because like, I mean, I understand. Yes, it's acting, but.
It was very believable.
It was very believable. Little Murda makes me believe that he is just this gay, hard dude. And same with the other guy. Like, it just blows my mind. I literally went on the homeboy's Instagram. I just kept looking like, swipe, swipe, where's your man? Where's your man?
Keep seeing all these women. Who the fuck are these women?
I keep seeing all these women.
But it blows my mind. Like, actors are really, you know, you... go
actors.
Into really
they're really out here acting
but yeah but
they're
you go
really out here acting
but, no but
and I but you go into a really vulnerable place in like in those characters, like for you to be a super like a man and to have to do that scene like that mm-hmm. that
well if it makes you feel any better, 9 times out of 10 when they are filming those scenes it's literally only people that need to be in there, so like cam ops.
Oh, got you.
The director, the actors.
To make it feel comfortable.
Maybe makeup if needed. But like everybody else is pretty much outside. You call them people in if you need them. Just to make.
So
just,
it's not a scene.
It is a
scene. I mean, it is
not
a scene.
Like, yeah,
it's
not like,
a
for everybody's eyes.
Hanging out.
Right. Let me watch this shit.
No, not at all.
It's very interesting. So, I watch P Valley by myself here. Mezzi's not messing with it, but he watches The Shy. And on The Shy, there's also a character that's a black man who is in love or had a relationship with someone who's transgender. And like, when I see these men acting, you know, sometimes you think things translate into real life or you know, you're just like, oh, I wonder. So I definitely have gone and looked. But then I sit back and I'm like, wow, no, these people are really acting. But at the same time, I feel like culturally, like society-wise, we haven't been trained to look at certain black actors as like they are really in the craft of acting. And like,
yeah, I guess they're doing their job if I have to go sit there and look at their Instagram.
Double checking.
I mean, do I have a chance or not?
I'm just kidding. Do you have a wife yet?
Do you like me?
let me follow you in like 10 of your pictures and see if you notice this.
Or not.
I'm dead. Okay, want to wrap up, Kyle?
Yes, let's do some WTFs if you guys have some. If not, let's give some advice and keep it pushing.
Kyle, do you have any advice or WTFs for us?
Okay, well, my WTF was the fact that I was hungover, but my advice to myself that whole day was I was happy that I kind of tested my limits, because we are going to Vegas for the bachelorette party, and I don't want to get out there and like go crazy the first day just because like I haven't been outside, like I'm around my friends, like I'm celebrating my sister. So my advice to other people who might be going to bachelorettes, or other people who don't really drink, but like you're going to be in a position where you may drink, like get that shit done with. Get it out your system so that when you go to your event, you can actually have fun. So now that I've gotten it out my system, I feel like when I go to Vegas with y'all, I'm going to actually have fun, because I'm not going to be like,
uh-oh,
oh my God, I haven't been out in a while and I don't know what to do. Like, so
that might be me.
Yeah, it might be me too still, but it's like right now I'm like, nah, I'm good. And it's gonna be really hot, so we gotta hydrate. Right. Like, I'm trying to find if anyone would like to sponsor some water for Cheyenne's bachelorette party,
I love you.
Please reach out to me, because we need to stay hydrated. That's my advice. I don't really know what that was. That was just my message to myself.
Do you have any advice or WTFs from this week?
I don't think I have any WTFs.
Do you have advice? For maybe advice for young entrepreneurs, young people.
You gotta believe in yourself before others gonna start believing in you. Like, don't wait for somebody to sit there and give you the sign of like, yeah, you can do it. Just do it. Just jump. Just jump in that deep end, whether you know how to swim or not. Yeah, somebody's going to fish you out.
Don't let the imposter syndrome take over.
Yeah. Literally.
Oh, Kyle.
Imposter syndrome is real, guys.
Shannon and I were talking about it earlier.
I'm going through it so bad. It's hitting me really bad. And I think my advice would be, I've been really beating myself up these last couple of weeks just because I'm very independent and I take so much pride in that. And when I feel like things are, and being an entrepreneur, it's so hard when things get slow. So I just been in my head like, I can't. What the heck? What's next? Like, God, send me a job. Like, give me my clients. I am blessed. But my advice would be just stay still, and your God will always have your back. I was talking to my friend the other day and I'm telling her, you know, financially I'm not fruitful, but she said, remember, that's the enemy trying to attack you, and you are fruitful and God will never leave you without. So I think just know that you will always be with, and just always say to yourself, money flows to me. But I can't speak, you guys, at all. But yeah.
This money is flowing your way, Shannon.
And amen. Mine, amen.
And Ryan's way.
Yeah. And your way, girl. So thank you for coming back onto the podcast in this beautiful studio, you guys. I hope you guys are really happy with the sound and everything. Thank you for tuning in. This is the Think Loud Crew podcast. I am Shannon. You can follow me at Hair by Shannon C.
I'm Ryan. You can follow me at Ryan Michaels, MYKEL.
And my name is R. You can find me at R. Kyle N. And don't forget to follow Think Loud Crew on your favorite podcast platform. Y'all, that is a tongue twister sometimes. And check us out on YouTube at Think Loud Crew, as well as Instagram. Everyone have a great week, and we will catch you next time.
Thank you, guys. Woo-hoo.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, All you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.